word from the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
There's a text that I have for our consideration today that should encompass the length and breadth of our conversation this morning. Genesis chapter 41.
All right.
The book of beginnings. Genesis chapter 41. It's a familiar text, but I'm convinced there's some fresh water in this old well.
Amen.
Genesis chapter 41, verses 50 through 52. Genesis chapter 41, verses 50 through 52. As you find that, let us pray. Lord our God, I ask that your name in all the earth. Father God, we thank you once again. We stand before you once again behind this holy roster, Father God, asking you to have your way. Speak to our hearts. Father God, we need a word from you. In these trying times, in the complexities and perplexities of life, we need a word from you. And without a word from you, what will we do? Father God, we need direction. We need encouragement. We need freedom, Father God, liberation through your word.
Yes.
So right now, have your way.
Have your way, Lord.
Father God, I'm unable to do this by myself. We ask you to allow your Holy Spirit to come in and exhibit this perfect teaching and preaching ministry right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, anoint every mind and seat in the place. Draw back the draperies of misunderstanding. Make this word plain enough so that a child can understand it. Let your word go forth with power and with might. Let it do and let us accomplish what you sent it out to do. You said in your word that your word would not return unto you void.
Amen.
So, Father God, bind Satan right now as he tries to snatch the word of knowledge away from your people. Father God, let me be the earthen vessel that you pour your spirit in today so I can expound upon your word for your people. Father God, we're going to thank you in advance for what you're going to accomplish. Or whatever's accomplished in the setting, oh, Father God, we'll be careful to give you the honor, the praise, and the glory. Speak, Lord, for your people. Hear it. Genesis chapter 41, verses 50 through 52. I'm going to read to you starting from the New International Version of the Hebrew text of this scripture. Hear ye the words of the Lord. Before the years of famine came, two sons were born to Joseph by Asenath, daughter of Potiphar, priest of On. Joseph named his firstborn Manasseh and said, "It is because God has made me forget all my trouble and all my father's household." The second son he named Ephraim and said, "It is because God has made me fruitful in the land of my suffering." I'm going to put a tag on this text just for a short while. With your attention, please. I'm wounded, but I keep on winning.
Amen.
I'm wounded, but I keep winning. You may take your seats in the presence of the Lord. I'm wounded, but I keep winning. Brothers and sisters, you will not escape the battlefield of this thing we call life without being wounded. No matter who you are, you will get injured by injustice.
Well,
you will be gunned down by disappointment and dysfunction and deception. All of us who live in this thing called life will find ourselves wounded.
Yes.
Scarred by suffering.
Yes.
Messed over and messed up because of someone else stabbing us in the back.
Right, right.
While smiling in our face.
Right.
The OJ sang about that thing a few years ago. Smiling in your face all the while they want to take your place.
Yes.
You will not escape this thing called life. Glad y'all know that
song.
This battlefield we call life without being wounded. If you are honest with yourself, you were wounded last week, last month, This year, you were wounded. All of us have know something about what it means to be wounded. I will hang out right there because something under the sound of my voice, the story of your life is you wake up every day, you handle your business, but nobody knows the hell that you're going through. Nobody knows what you have to overcome. Yeah. Everyone you meet is carrying a heavy load. Yeah. Yeah. You never know what people have been through. Yeah. I don't care how big your Bible is, yeah, how holy you look sitting up in church. Yeah. All of us have been through something.
That's right. That's right.
Some of us, what we have been through still is not through with us.
All right.
Why? Because we have been wounded on the battlefield we call life.
Yes, yes.
All of us have an underground cable, listen to me, that we are connected to, that can be traced back to our family of origin. That underground cable, watch me now, it orders our steps and our stops. Why? Because something happened back at home that has defined who we are even right now.
Yeah,
are y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
All of us have been wounded on this battlefield that we call life.
Uh-huh.
I want to say to you, New Jerusalem, people don't know what you've been through. They don't know what you're going through. They don't know about the scar that you're dealing with, but you've been playing with the scar.
Yes, yes.
You've been living with the scar. And that is your testimony. Don't you just give up just yet.
Amen.
Because your wound doesn't have to have the last word. That's why Jay-Z puts it like this. He talks about the scars that all of us experience. What does Jay-Z say? Check him out. As he testifies that his mind was scarred. And looking at his mind being scarred, he said, I got to live with these regrets. How do I relieve the stress? What is he talking about? He's talking about looking in the rearview mirror of his own life, and he is scarred. I don't care who you are on the battlefield called life, you're going to get wounded.
Amen.
Here is the shout. You are scarred. You have been battered, but you are still here.
Amen. All right.
You're still here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You've been to hell and back.
Yes.
Check this out. But God gave you a round trip ticket.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
The scar didn't have the last word on you. Is that not the testimony of Joseph in this text? Joseph said, I'm wounded, but all I do is win.
Well,
oh, my goodness. Joseph said, I'm wounded, but all I do is win. All I do is win. That's not an original line I came up with, y'all. DJ Khaled says, when I walk into the room, all the hands go up. Because all I do is win. It dawned on me. Yes, we get wounded by all the hell we go through in this life. But when you know God for yourself, and God above you has big plans for you.
Yes.
You can testify, I may be wounded, but all I do is win.
All right.
Yes. Yes.
Y'all still not shouting.
Yes. Yes.
Let me jump into the text to show y'all how this win takes place.
Come on now.
The text lets us know that Joseph had been through hell and back, but God gave him a round trip ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you will go to hell and back, but God will give you a round trip ticket. That is what Joseph goes through. The Bible says, you know, that what happened to Joseph? Joseph begins at a disadvantage.
Uh-huh.
Y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Malcolm X, Dr. Swain says, he warned us years ago, the country and us as a people, we oftentimes get distracted by the wolves and we miss out on the foxes. The wolves are the ones that come wolfing at you, right in your face.
Right.
They are blatant. Their actions against you are plain.
Well,
but we're so busy watching the wolves until the foxes come and rob and steal everything away from us. Joseph begins at a disadvantage.
Yeah.
is wounded at home.
Well,
somebody knows what it's like to be wounded at home.
Amen.
To be the hurt, to be hurt by people who you thought you can trust and love.
Yes. Yes.
Don't necessarily be at home, can be close to you.
Amen.
Who was in the sadness? Poor little Lisa, stuck in a world on her own. Forced to think that hell was a place called home. Oh, that was ludicrous. Ludicrous said, who is simply saying every now and then we catch hell at home. Catching hell at home is what Joseph experienced. Then he got sent to Egypt and had to deal with some oppression in Egypt. Joseph has known hell. He is wounded. But he did, but all Joseph did was win, y'all. That's right. Wounded, but all I do is win. How does this thing work? I'm glad y'all asked me. Look what Joseph does, Dr. Swain. He hooks up with an Egyptian honey. You know, she had to be a hottie. She had to be a hottie of a honey. Because she was an African woman.
Well,
that's right, that's right. Yes, y'all don't know, Egypt was in Africa.
Yes.
So Joseph with a black woman.
That's right.
The black woman in Egypt is a honey with a banging body.
Yeah.
Hey, she was African, baby got back. Y'all gonna be too cold on me today? Jeez.
Well,
chill out a little bit here. Get this word. She was an African, baby got back. She's the daughter of an Egyptian priest. The book lets us know when they got married, Joseph's life turns around. I like that right there. Hooks up with a black woman in his life, then his life begins to turn around. I think every brother who's an athlete, this free, should get this story here. If you want your life to go right, maybe you ought to stay home sometime. Y'all get that on the way home. The book of history lets us know that Egypt in antiquity was not jacked up with chauvinism, as were other nations of the time. Egyptian women could be educated. Egyptian women could aspire to be a pharaoh. Egyptian women were women of strength and power, because in the African country, they upheld women as goddesses. They believed in the strength, power, and the empirical beauty of women. So Joseph hooks up with this African honey, and his life turns around.
Yeah.
Now he is saying with my man DJ Keller, when I walk the truth with my hands up, all I do is win.
Yeah.
Why? Because I'm wounded, but all I do is win.
Yeah.
That is all I came to tell here, somebody in this house today.
Uh-huh.
Wounded by folks stabbing you in the back.
Amen.
Wounded by the hell you catch on your job.
Yeah.
Wounded by the people that have done you wrong. I got some good news. Your wounds do not have the last word on you.
Well,
thank you.
Here's your shot right here. There is a wind in your wounds.
Yeah.
Did y'all hear me? There's a wind in your wounds. How does this thing work? I'm glad y'all asked. The text says Joseph marries Asnath. That's that African honey. Joseph is so excited that he has hooked up with the Egyptian honey. The book lets us know as soon as they get hooked up, they go on a honeymoon. He gets a taste of the money and her honey. She had some money. He didn't have to take care of her. Brother, she brought something to the table. Are y'all hearing me? Before you know it, my girl is pregnant. The book lets us know 9 months later, she gives birth to a child. Joseph is so excited, he can't hide it. His first child here is Manasseh. He testified, God has made me forget all the hell I've been through. Joseph is saying, in spite of my bad beginning, God has given me a new beginning. On my way to a happy ending.
Amen.
I had a bad beginning, but every bad beginning has to reach its ending.
Yes.
Are y'all hearing me?
Amen. Amen.
And once it reaches its ending, the good news is there's a new beginning towards your happy ending. God knows how to recreate stuff. Whatever happened back then does not have to have the last word on you, y'all. God says, I can give you a new beginning that overrules your old beginning.
Yes, sir.
And sets you on the course to a brand new ending.
Yeah.
If anyone in here is in Christ Jesus, that are new, you are a new creation.
Yeah.
All things are passed away. All things are become new.
Yeah.
God has made me forget all the hell I've been through. God made me forget all the hell my family put me through.
Well,
Joseph went through some hell with his family. His daddy did not protect him. His brother despised him, kicked him out of the house, and sold him into slavery.
Yes, sir.
But they did not know. They were not sending him into slavery, but they were setting him up for a big hookup.
Yes. Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Let me drop this in your spirit.
You
will not move forward or move up until you let go. God has made me forget what I've been through. This is what it means. I'm leaving this point. I'm going to leave this in your spirit. God has removed. See, we think that God's supposed to make us forget. I know some of us don't forget. I know we don't. People do stuff. We go through stuff. We can't forget. That's the problem. Here's how you handle it. God will remove the resentment out of what you remember. Y'all got that? No, I don't forget what you put me through. But he'll take away my resentment for what you put me through.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
I will not, and I will not let what I went through back then emotionally control how I respond to you and what I went through right now. You don't have to let what you went through control how you emotionally respond. Many of us are responding just based on what we went through. We are nothing but a projector. And someone come in front of you, they are a screen, and you projecting on what you went through because you think the screen in front of you now going to treat you the way what you went through back then. The devil is a lie. Don't do it, y'all. Let me go to my seats. Hurry up, because y'all, I'm boring y'all. That is such a hottie. Joseph goes back again. And the Bible tells us, in the midst of all that, she gets pregnant again. And 9 months later, another boy is born. His name is Ephraim.
Yes.
Because God has made me fruitful in the land of the hell I caught. The same place where I caught hell is where I'm becoming fruitful.
Amen.
Every black person should start shouting in here.
Amen.
This country could not stop us from producing a Bishop Henry McNeil Turner. We were fruitful.
Amen.
In the midst of our hell.
Amen.
In the midst of our hell, Dr. Swain, we produced a Sojourner Truth.
Uh-huh.
It cannot stop us from producing Harry Tubman or Paul Robeson, or Martin Luther King, or Barack Hussein Obama. We was catching hell, but we still are productive in the midst of our hell. God has made us fruitful in a land where we caught so much hell, because hell could not have the last word on us. He names his son Ephraim. Now, I got a little wind that Dr. Swain was coming here today, so I had to do some studying because I couldn't say anything.
Yes, sir.
I had to come right. I did an etymological study, Dr. Swain. I excavated the meaning of the name Ephraim.
Uh-huh.
It does not only mean fruitful, watch me, y'all, but it means double fruitful.
Wow.
God said, I don't care what you got to go through.
Wow.
If you are in me,
hallelujah,
and I'm in you, I will give you double for your trouble. Ephraim means double fruit. I'm trying to show you how does a tree get fruit? How does a tree get fruit? Can I teach this thing?
Yes, sir.
First of all, go through some dirt.
Yeah.
Somebody here right now, you done been through a whole lot of dirt. There's no fruit unless you go through some dirt. There's no blossoming unless you go through some stormy weather. Help me, Frankie Beverly. I'm going old school on y'all today. It's y'all time. Frankie Beverly say joy and pain. Like sunshine and rain. Then he says over and over, you can be sure there'll be sorrow, but you will endure.
Yes, sir.
Where there's a flower, there's sun and the rain. Oh, but it's wonderful. They're one and the same. Preach, Frankie.
Preach.
I'm trying to let y'all know you cannot produce fruit unless you go through some dirt and some rain. God is able to make us fruitful in the place where we are catching hell. We don't always have to get out of the hell. We can be fruitful in the hell. Pray a little bit harder. Read your Bible a little bit more.
Hallelujah.
A whole lot of folk can praise God when things are going good. But can you praise God when you're in the middle of a storm? Can I get a witness in here? Can you praise God when you don't know how things are going to turn out? Can y'all pay y'all tithes when your change is strange and your money is funny and you don't know how you're going to pay the bill? Can you pay your tithes then? I'm trying to get out of it. God told me, God is funny, that sometimes I have to be the bow and arrow in God's hand.
Amen.
I said, what you saying, God? I don't understand. Well, God says, son, even as an archer wants to hit the target, he must pull the bow back. Oh, y'all ain't feeling me. So that the arrow can reach its target. Sometimes God's got to pull you back before he can get you where he wants you to go. He got to pull you back. Because he's pulling you back don't mean you're not going to reach the target. I'm done. Joseph said, God has made me fruitful. That is a common denominator. There's one common denominator. God is the common denominator. Joseph said, God made me forget. God made me fruitful. God made me forget. God made me fruitful. All I went through, I know it had to be God. If it had not been for the Lord on my side, I wouldn't have been throwing up my hand and say I'm always winning. Y'all ain't heard me. All I went through, I'm still winning. I throw my hands up and all things work together for them that love God and are called according to his purpose. That is why when I walk in a room, Deacon Gray, I throw my hands up. Because all I do is breathe. My hands go up because no weapon formed against me shall prosper. My hands go up and I win because if God be for me, who shall be against me? My hands go up and I win because greater is he Jesus was wounded on Calvary, but he stood.